All right, as promised, we are joined right now by an offensive tackle with the Minnesota Vikings. He was a two-time honorable mention All-Big Tenner at Illinois. He set a school record with 52 career starts. He was the 184th pick overall in this year's draft. Minnesota is coming off an 8-9 season. Vedarian Lowe is my guest. Vedarian, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, you've been a Viking offensive tackle now for about a week and a half. What's it been like since you found out where you were going to be playing, and what's your life like right now?
It's been amazing, man, to know that, you know, I'm part of the Vikings organization. You know, they have a really, really solid team all around. You know, great players from top to bottom. And I'm just really excited to be, you know, a part of something like that. You know, I think that the team is in great hands, and I think that the team can do, you know, a bunch of great things. So I'm just very excited to be able to be put in that position, to be able to experience that, to be around all those guys, and to step in that locker room and, you know, try and make an impact in my own way. And, you know, since draft day, you know, I've just been working out, just getting ready for rookie minicamp, getting ready for OTAs, getting ready to be around all the guys, just trying to lock in so that, you know, I can make my presence known, I can establish myself. And, you know, I can just go in there and try to make the O-line room better. You know, that's all I want to do. All I want to do is go in there and compete and work day in and day out because, you know, I'm doing something that I love to do. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it's all been, man. It's been great, though, to say the least. It's been fantastic.
Vedarian Lowe already making this show better. I appreciate that. I'm glad you brought up the offensive line room because, personally, I'm not sure how many shows do this, but I've always been really into talking to offensive linemen because they're so important, and I think they're frequently overlooked. You know, you've said one of the things you love most about being on the offensive line is being able to develop a cohesive unit in order to function at your highest level. How did you go about developing that chemistry with your teammates on the line in college?
So in college, you know, it really started, you know, in my true freshman and sophomore years. Though the early years that I was in school, that was when, you know, that foundation of the chemistry really started to come into play. You know, we did these things in the summer where one of our teammates, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs now, he would take us all to his family's lake house in Michigan, you know, just the O-line for 2 days or so. And we all go up there and, you know, just kick it. And we'd all hang around and talk and do all these things, play games just for a day or two straight. You know, that's just being around the guys. That was really what established that chemistry. That was really the foundation of having that cohesive unit. And, you know, that carried out for years. You know, once we all finally got well known with each other and we finally understood, you know, each other's playing styles and each other's strengths and weaknesses and, you know, how each person is off the field. I think that was just that it made the last three or four years, very easy just for us being so tight. Just for us knowing each other so well, we all talk still to this day, the group that I came in with. So it really helped us on the field. You know, I think that it made playing O-line with the guys I did at Illinois, it made it very, very easy because, you know, I knew everything about them. I knew, you know, their strengths. I knew what they could do. You know, they knew mine. And I think that it really helped us throughout our entire time in college. And that's the same thing I want to do, you know, in the NFL. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, I go into this O-line room and make sure that I get well known with the guys and make sure I understand them on and off the field. And I think that it'll just help everybody.
Vedarian Lowe is joining us. All right. So from where I'm sitting, when I hear this, it seems to me the Vikings are getting something special in you. Your wife, Haley, says that when the two of you first met, the two of you sat up all night talking. You said you were hooked after that conversation. What do you remember about that night and how special that connection was?
Man, yeah, that was something like nothing I'd ever experienced before. You know, she's definitely my first and only true love, and I was like, I never had experienced anything like that until that night, and like I was genuinely hooked. You know, right after that, like I couldn't get enough of her, and you know, like that feeling stuck around, and it turned into, you know, the beautiful family that we have now, and you know, it turned into us having to experience all the things that we experienced and making us who we are now. I can't even that feeling, man, like just the conversation that we had and meeting her, you know, the best thing that ever happened to me. And, you know, I got two beautiful boys out of it. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that she's in my life.
Vadarian Lowe is joining us. So you've got those two beautiful boys, Kingston and Trey. When you found out that you were going to be a father for the first time, you admitted you were scared, which, believe me, we all are. It's completely understandable. You told your grandfather, Jerry, that you weren't sure you could pull it off. What was his response to you, and what did you take away from that?
Yeah, so my grandfather, he's always been the person that I've went to, you know, whenever I'm going through anything tough in life, whenever I'm, you know, something's good happening to me, he's the one guy I always go to because he's always going to give it to me straight. So this was the first time in my life where I was really going through some, you know, some adversity, some grown people stuff. You know, I'm 19, but this is some real stuff now. So I went to him, you know, and told him, you know, what was going on. And he always says, you know, what's your last name? And I'm like, Lowe. And he's like, well, that means you can do anything. You can get through anything. You're built for anything. You know, us Lowe men are built for anything, and we can do anything we want to do. So, he said that, and that always sits with me, you know, because my grandfather is a really strong, powerful man. He's a man of wisdom. You know, he's been through a lot of experiences. And I really trust him. I really look up to him. So, you know, just him giving me that, you know, that reassurance and affirmation that, you know, if I can do this, I can pull through this, I can become a great father at this young of an age. All of those things, man, just for him telling me that, you know, it really gave me a lot of confidence and everything. So I'm, you know, I always go to him for anything because that's my guy.
It's like, you know this already, but regardless of age, being a parent is an awesome responsibility. I don't care who you are, where you live, how much money you have, what your life is like. Being a parent is an awesome, awesome responsibility. It's the best 100%. Job. It's the toughest job. But as you point out, you had to deal with kind of like grown up people's things. A month after your first son was born, your mother passed away. What was your mom like as a person, and how much of an impact did she have on you?
My mom was a fantastic woman. You know, she was a very hard worker. She did any and everything she could, you know, to give her sons, you know, me and my brother, the best life that she possibly could have. You know, she was a great woman, very smart, very bright. You know, I will always recall times where, you know, she always cared about school. You know, it wasn't never about football. It wasn't never about sports. She didn't care about me wanting to play in the NFL. You know, she always just wanted me to get my degree. And she was always, school comes first. So, you know, that was one of the things that I wanted to make sure I did. I wanted to make sure I graduated because that was for her. That was my main goal was always playing in the NFL, but she wanted me to get my degree. So that my degree is for her. And, you know, I carry that with me every day. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of her. For doing everything she could have done, you know, before she passed away to, you know, help make me into the man that I am today. That I saw all around, though, she was just a very great woman, a very great woman.
But Vadarian Lowe is my guest. Listen, if this story weren't amazing enough as it is, as far as we are right now, that'd be something. But after she passed away, you started to look after your younger brother, Vidalis, who you mentioned. Then in July of 2020, you and Haley made the decision to adopt him. What was that process like, and what does that role mean to you?
That process, that was a roller coaster of a process, man. If anybody has been through, you know, the court system and, you know, dealing with that type of thing, they'll know as well. Like, it was a very long, drawn out process. It was just for my brother in the situation that he was in, for him being 12 and 13 years old, having to live with my granny and, you know, basically having to take care of her day to day whenever he would come home from school and whatnot. It just wasn't the life that, you know, I wanted my brother to have at that age. You know, that's not something that I thought a regular 12 or 13 year old kid, you know, should have to do. You know, I think that they should be a kid. They should be able to, you know, do the things that they want to do while they have the time. So I wanted to take my brother out of that situation. You know, and me and my wife came together and decided that was the best thing for us to do, was to take him in and just give him the stable home, give him, you know, the mom and dad figures and just, you know, give him a sense of stability in his life, which is one of the main things that we wanted to do. And so that process was very, very drawn out, very up and down. It took me about a year before the courts decided to let me have 100% custody guardianship of him. And I think that has been the best decision, you know, for him, honestly. I think that me and my wife have done, you know, everything we can still to this day to just make sure that he has a great life, you know, make sure that he's able to get every experience that he can out of it. And I genuinely just happy to be able to be put in this position and do that for him, you know, because I'm all he's got. So I think that, you know, I don't know. I'm just very happy to be able to do that.
My man, really quickly, you have incredible maturity for somebody so young. How do you explain the fact that not only are you not overwhelmed or fazed by these important responsibilities, it seems like they actually motivate and inspire you?
Yeah, man. That is 100% the truth. I use this as fuel. You know, this is something that not a lot of people are going through. And honestly, I think that just for me to be put in this position now, I wouldn't be here without all these experiences that I've went through. I think that just me as a person, me as a man, I needed something to get me going. And I think that I'm glad that all of these things, all these trials and tribulations, you know, all these ups and downs that I went through in my life, I'm glad that I went through all those things because they have literally made me the man that I am today. It's made me have the mindset that I have, and it's got me to this point, and it's going to continue to push me. I'd be lying if I said it was all easy, you know, it was all peaches and cream, because, you know, it's not. It's not being a dad this young of an age of two young toddlers and having my brother, you know, being married. I want to be a good football player. I want to be a great husband, great father. You know, that I'd be lying if I said it was easy. But I make an adamant effort every single day to give everything all I got. And I really think that by me doing that, by me putting so much work into wanting to be great at it, it's gotten me to this point.
And I would be lying if I said that I was anything other than extraordinarily impressed. He's an offensive tackle with the Vikings, a two-time honorable mention as an all-Big Tenner at Illinois. The Vikings 8-9 last season, and they've got themselves a very special one right here, Vedarian Lowe, my guest. Vedarian, so good to meet you. Great to have you on the show. It's a powerful and amazing story. Thanks so much for sharing it. I hope you and I can talk again and chop it up soon.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it, man. I had a great time.
I really appreciate you, Vedarian. Thank you so much. I had a great time, too. Amazing maturity. What an amazing mindset, too, and perspective.